Rolling.
Right. So, Toots.
Yeah, man, it's back.
Tell us, please, how you first became aware that you had this singing voice.
Okay, it's way back. I used to go to church with my parents, you know? And it's a kind of clap on church. And they used to have concert, and I was just about 12. I can remember and doing things like that. And every time I sang, people make a lot of noise, clap and joyful, you know? And going to school after singing class and so, and everybody lift me up. So come up in church, Colorado, you know, I was go up just like that. So that's where the talent come from. That's why most of my songs is like, it's coming from the church, really. Not political, really, but you know, sometimes people may find it that way too, you know. That's where I come, yeah.
Which part of Jamaica was this where you were going to church?
Oh, this was in Maypen, where I'm from, Clarendon, really. And also, but when I grew up in the singing and come to Kingston, where I was about 13, I think, about that, then I found this church called Coptic. And some Rastaman, you know? And that's where I was for a long, long time. And stopped singing and everything for a long time, just to know about the truth of Rastafari and things like that. So it's two different church, you know?
Who was it who brought you to the Coptic church?
No one brought me. I just heard of them and went up there in the hills and saw them. We talk and they know that I was one of the prophets. And they treat me as a prophet. Because I know there's certain thing that you have to do in this world. Once you do it, you can know that you're one of them.
This was all before you started your professional career?
No, after that.
So, when you first started your professional career, I mean, last year now, King Edwards told us that you sang a dub plate for him first before you made a record.
Yeah, that's true.
And you approached him, King Edwards?
Yes, I first come from the country. After people told me that, yeah, you can sing, and was seeking out this singing business, and I come to Kingston, in Changetown. And I heard of King Edwards. He's a very great man, you know. I said, hey, right. And you know, he just said, I like the way you sing, you know, man. Come on, let me try you. I sang a song called Rosemary. I don't remember if it's that song, but I think it's this thing, Rosemary. One of my first composition. So he was directly a good man right there. Start me off, you know. Then I don't remember who I go to next. I think it's Coxon, Mr. Dad, a decent man too. And that was it. He taught me from there. We caught a whole lot of songs. We didn't care about the money. We caught a whole lot of songs. And some of the songs maybe want to put together better, but those days we just do it. Once you have a good voice, just do it. He always say, let's do it, you know? And he always set the rhythm, time with Mr. Dad, and also Mr. Edward, so set the rhythm and thing. It was good.
So, tell us how you would work those songs in the studio. You'd sing them to the musicians?
Yeah, I sing them. Well, in those days was okay, was a lot of different musicians, but the main musician was Skatalite and Conta Z, you know, and your name, Jerry, all of those great men. I don't want to start naming because it's going to take a lot of time. So, with Skeletalite and some other musicians in those days, and go to the studio, sing the song to them one time. Sometimes we don't sing it, we just sing it and record it at the same time, live, everything. And man just get the key and that's it.
Gone.
Done.
Coming up, I mean, you obviously had many, many, many hits at that time for Coxon and then other people.
Yeah.
But I want to take it up to the festival, 1966.
Okay.
Bam Bam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Why do you want to know something about that? Okay.
Yeah, tell us a bit of the atmosphere around the festival, the excitement, and all of
that.
Kind of
it's a lot of excitement. You know, when, like, people believe in you, they believe in you, so you have to try and do things very, very, very nice that, in mind of what the audience would say, you know. So this festival thing was a very important thing, even now, but see, it's not so great important now because people don't know the way to approach it, you know. And a lot of artists like Bob Marley and the Wailers, there's the Wailers, Clancy Eccles, a lot of different artists, Lord Creator. I think was the Jamaicans. a lot of good artists was entered the time. I really, they did enter with me in those days when I sing the festival, like Bam Bam. I think Derek Morgan was in some of them too. Yeah, Dominican Aces, a lot of different artists. But I came out as a number one because my song was short and makes sense, more sense, you know. So most of the songs today, they're too long, general, and don't make a lot of sense. You have to make sure the idea is there and it's very catching and little children can sing at the same time.
Well, that one certainly mashed everyone down there.
Mm-hmm.
If I throw certain words, like if I just throw certain words up in the air,
mm-hmm.
you're...
I catch them.
Yeah.
And I could do something about it.
Right. Yeah. For example, if I said to you, ska.
Ska.
What would that mean to you?
Ska would mean very great things because ska is one of the hop music that really lift up artists in Jamaica, you know, because it's kind of new. It was new at that time. After like boogie is like R&B, you know, right? After those days, then you have ska, really, and ska work with all those kind of beats too. it was great. Sky's first music, and we cannot forget it.
Reggae.
And
you're
reggae.
Often credited with the first people being the first man to use
the word reggae.
And
even before that, Rocksteady was just right there beside reggae, just a little H. Because of a little small R, you know? Because Rocksteady was just very near, you know? It's just a different kind of a drum beat because it will be changed to reggae. And I was in Trainstown. I grew up in Trainstown. And one day, myself, Riley, and Jerry was sitting down, you know? Rehearsing, and I just say, look at that, come on, the other guy was next door talking to a girl, and the girl was a nice girl, but just for argument's sake, we always say struggle, you know, in a, just a little vibe. Someone going on, and you don't feel to talk to him, you say, well, he's struggle. So we just get up and say, well, let's do the reggae rally, come, let's do the reggae here, man. And we just get up and, you know, and we, that's how the words just come. It's not really, I didn't know it was going to be like that. I saw it in the Guinness Book of Records. People started calling me, you know, after that. So I think it was a good thing I did that. And I think it's the power of the Most High.
Well, that's been consistently in your music right from Hallelujah.
Yeah.
On.
For it, it's a revival. Everyone who listened to my song after that, they told me that they feel a different spirit. That I revive the spirit, you know. If they were down, the music just, you know, lift them up. So I was really proud of that, you know. And it wasn't me by myself, it was the power of the Most High, as I say. But to know that if I'm doing anything, I have to do it with certain spirit to make sure the Father appreciates it, you know. He will give me the talent, really. Yeah.
Well, after that time, a lot of things, but you started to go to reach out to an international audience.
Yeah.
After the reggae times, onwards. Can you tell us what that's like to get that from an audience where they don't even know English language or Jamaican language, but they still feel the vibes?
There are quite a few always in the audience who understand my it's not really a speech, it's a Hebrew kind of certain doctrine. I say speaking tongues that people cannot even really understand, yeah. But people always understand the music, you know, and when they interview me, I speak very slow that they could listen to the every T, every S, and I speak very slow, you know. Even slower than now. But you know, you understand me. I just give it to you one time.
Often we hear about where a mistake might be made in the studio, and out of that comes creation. Do you have any example of that you could tell us about, where that has happened to you, where something that might look like a mistake and all of a sudden reveals itself as a...
Yeah, well, this is all one I could tell you, but I wrote this song called It's You and Daddy. We made a mistake on it because we should not put the two songs on one record. And that was a simple mistake, I think, because we did It's You, and everybody said, yes, it's a good thing, and we just drew off our daddy over on a different tape and put that on it. And it becomes a two-sided It, you know, in Jamaica. And this side number one, that side number one for a period of time on the two radio stations. That was a great thing that happened to me.
Musicians like Hux Brown and Jackie Jackson and Winston Wright became very closely associated.
Very close to me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very important, because they helped me with the music. They put what they put. I always have my ideas to do things, and they listen to what I have and they emphasize on it and, you know, make it to be great. Oxbone, there's a guy used to be here called Ronnie Bapp. Winston Wright.
Shit. I cut him. Yeah.
Bring a, after that, I bring water. Just wet my hand, you know?
A glass of water.
Ask me anything you want to ask, man.
Right.
Maybe you know if you're English. Yeah? Anything. If you want to talk about it, I talk about
all
it.
Right.
Okay. If I don't want to talk about it, I won't make you feel away.
Okay.
Very.
What I want to talk about then, when we start.
Put it together now. Let's put it together now, right now. Yay.
The Maytals.
Mm.
Could you tell us how the group came together as a trio and where the name came from? How you knew?
Okay, well, first when I leave my country where I come from, which is Clarendon, Maypen, I go to Changetown. Automatically I hear that Changetown is the best, so I want to go there where the Rebels. Anything you could think of that's bad and good, I know of it. I know these guys and they are very nice people too, you know? And there was, as you know, oppression caused a lot of badness, so they don't tell man like you and me. They just have to fight hard to live, survive, you know? So I was in Trenton and I used to be a barber. I learned the trade barbering and I was into a barber shop. And I always, I make my little guitar. A little fortune guitar, and I have it all the while. And writing song with it and things like that. And attracting anybody pause, they listen to me inside the barbershop. So, one day Raleigh comes around and listen to me, and afterward, somebody comes to trim and I put on my guitar and trim them. And he said, man, where you come from? And I say, I'm from the country, sir. You know, all the country boy, you know? I'm from the country, sir. Got you. And he's elder than me, you know? But I always grew up with certain respect and manners, as you could say, you know? So I always, anyone bigger than me, I always want to honor them, you know? So he said, no, man. You don't have to say, sir, man. It's okay, man. I want you to teach me how to sing, you know? And say, okay. So I met him today and met Jerry about tomorrow. And they say the same thing and they take me up their house around 13th Street and sit in the, another one, Guinness tree. Sit under the Guinness tree and, you know, a lot of tree like this. And everybody just feel nice and start to sing for them, man. And say, yeah, man, they want to join me, you know? So I started to teach them. I teach them harmony, I teach them how to write songs, I teach them everything. And they teach me how to grow up, you know.
So where did the name Maytals come from?
So, well, after singing, started to sing with Coxon. Then we started to sing for, we sing a few songs for Prince Buster also, sing a few songs for Pattinger, sing a few songs for Duke Reed, quite a lot of people, really. We just sing a few songs for them, and we don't get no money, really. But those days, maybe we get a pound or 2 pounds, maybe 5 pounds, and the Schaefer, three of us, and it go on like that for a long time. Until we sing the Coxon, and one day we just say, why? We want a singing name, you know? Singing name. And everybody say different names, and I say different names, and we're ready to go away now. We just say, Maytal here, sir. Love me a David. Maytal. We just get up. And say, love your David, and just say, Maytal. So metal just come that just like how I say reggae, you know. And the name just carry on from that time until this time. Metal mean, you know, stick together in one love, you know. If someone went wrong, we just forgive him and deal with it, you know. Metal, we don't carry feelings. Anything to say, if you hurt, we just talk about it and get rid of it. So metal, like metal food, you know, we plant the yam naturally, don't put any fertilizer, because fertilizer, you know, hurt people, you know. So metal, if you plant one hill of yam right here and one potato, fertilizer that, this one is ital, metal, it just help you better, it give you better vitamin in the structure, you know, it look good. So it's just metal. So we don't take anything if it's not right. So we just try to do it right, and everything will become metal.
Would it this up? Yeah. So of all the compositions that you've made over the years, which are some of the songs that mean?
Oh, I should tell you this, because going back to that question, because right. I didn't really finish about metal. Metal, you know, metal is like everyone who is Rasta have to be metal. That means you do the right thing. Whether you're dreadlocks, or your tall locks, or your short locks, or your comb locks, or your chin locks, whatever you want to be. It's once you say it's Rasta, you have to metal by doing the right thing. Right thing, you know. Don't specialize by treating people bad, you know. Treat everyone good when they can. And do what you can do for the poor people. You're poor too. Rasta don't have any money. Rasta is poor. Rasta is from, Rasta is more poor. So from your Rasta and you're rich, you have to think about it. Think what you're doing. Because, you know, Rasta mean God, you know. Mean the prophet of God. You have to be metal. No matter how few want, if you have long hair or short hair. Because I don't have any long hair. You know, I don't have no long hair. I don't want to have no long hair. I always comb my hair, you know. Because this is the locks, you know. Every strand of this hair is the locks. So, you know. So it's different. You might have to understand dreadlocks and locks and Rastafari. You know, because everybody say, them is Rasta, but it can't feel work. Not just the hair alone. If you want to keep your hair, you're free. You know, you're free if you keep it long if you want to do it. But you have to metal. Metal in, don't try to, you have to be like the lamb. Rasta have to be a lamb to a slaughter. So slow to hunger, you know. And charity, love, you know, free-hearted, good-hearted, you always have that light shining. So it's not no bad boy style. Rasta is not bad boy style as well, because if you trouble Rasta too much, then even though you're going to hear earthquake, lightning, and thunder. I mean, that's where I look at it, you know? But it's too much. So there's a way to keep away too much of everything. You have to be humble, as I say, like a little child. And that is metal, it's part of metal. You know, like metal Kali. So back to from that time coming right back. You know, it is just because people just know, say they used to call me Toots. It's another nickname my brother my bigger brother John, told me that he was the one who called me Toots when I was in the cake, little baby, you know. Toots, man, say, hey, Toots. And from that name was on me. And no one didn't know that name until long, long after. There's a very great this jockey called Charlie Babcock. When I came from country, I met him. He loves me, man. He told me, And he interviewed me, and this word just come out. And when they tell a lie on me about the ganja, and I went to prison about it, when I came back out there, I spent some of the time. I didn't spend all the time, because everybody I talked to, they see that I couldn't have things like that and give it to the police. They pinning on me, and the guy that did that to me told me that somebody, I don't want to call the name, told him to do it. Yeah, I just win the festival, you know. So they planned very well, but they even hurt more than me, because I wrote a song about it, and there's plenty of people that even realize what they heard, you know. But so I'm a prophet, because I do things that not a lot of people can do, you know, which I can't even say about it, because you cannot exalt yourself. But people who know me well will tell you. Right? So things that you do let you know that you're a prophet of God. And things that you do, you know that maybe you're a prophet of the devil or a prophet of God. It's just two things, two ways sometimes, but there's a lot of different ways most of the time, you know what I mean? So yeah, man. So when he was into me again, I completely, yeah.
Out of all the many compositions you've made over the years, which are some of the favorite ones to
Well, I was telling you about this song. That's why the reason why I even come on the song, 5446, because it's like they crucify me. And I was to go to England first. First in my career, they did that to me. So I think that's very important too. Talk about not the most important thing, but that is very important. As I didn't give you the story just now, and that's one of the song also, Pressure Drop, and some other one, because Pressure Drop really pressure up a drop in order to make the people survive, you know. So it's pressure drop is really important. The people need it all throughout the world. Need the pressure to drop. Pressure which is not so good. So everybody needs good.
Yeah. What are your plans now?
Okay. My plan for the future, from 80, 81 I think, early. Maybe earlier. 80, I think it was 80, 81. I've been in the studio doing things of myself, producing my song and other people's song, including my daughter that do gospel. I produced an album for her. I don't release it as yet. And other people, like my friends, them, Roddy, Hot Rod, Jennifer, some other artists I produce too. I've been doing that. And myself, I have about 200 songs. And I don't really looking for a deal, but if a deal comes that I want, I'm going to take it. I have some good songs that I use various people, like Charlie's, play some of them for me. Jackie Jackson, Winston, Paul, a lot of different artists. Charlie's, Charlie's already. Third World, I should say. 809. Everybody has something to do, but I play a lot. Instruments and them. And produce, arrange and them.
One more thing. A little piece about what your music means for everybody out there.
Yeah, I could tell everybody out there that my music means very good, because when a song have good culture and morals, whether you're singing about love or whatever you're singing about, it must put together with culture and well arranged with the music, with the voice, the talent that you have, the music should really go with it. to help you direct your voice, like what a lot of these young artists needs today. They need the producer to put the key where their voice is going, in order that they could live off it, and to be a good singer, or a good musician, or a good producer. They all need to come together and do that. To make the turning, make the bridge, make the change, make the vamp, make the chorus. They want to know what is chorus and what is what and what is what. Even if they know and they don't do it, they will be plagued with many strives. He that knows his master's will and do it not, will be and shall be flagged with many strives. So they should try and do the right thing. I tired to hear all these unfinished music and the radio station. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Reggae is reggae. And a lot of these artists, they don't learn it yet. And people telling that they're ready. They're not ready. You would need to go to somebody like me, Ken Booth, and John Walt, Marcia Griffiths, go to Rita, go to some good musicians who can tell them how to, you know, turn their voice and to go to a music class or so, a singing class, you know, training to bring out some good things like what America had been doing, bringing out some good things. When I hear a Jamaican singer singing something good, I say, boy, I feel so great. But I don't want the foolishness, you know. I don't want that. And that make sun very hotter, make rain don't fall very oftenly, because what the people do is not satisfied into the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord, the hurt is the Lord. It's catching everybody red-handed, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he has found it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who will I send into the ears of our Lord, or who will send his holy place? Us that have appeared now in the clean hands, who have not lifted up the soul and the vanity, now sworn deceitfully. We will receive a blessing from our Lord in righteousness from the God of our salvation. God, these are we, are the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, O Jesus, Selah. So lift up our heads, our gate, and be lifting them up ever living doors. And our King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? Our Lord strong and mighty, our Lord is mighty in battle. So lift up our heads, our gates. Even lift them up, our ever-living doors, and our King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? Big question after ask. The things that you do, where you go, where you speak, how you live, you have to know who is the King of Glory. The King of Glory, you have to first glorify in yourself, in ourselves, whether you're black or you're white. Long lost our Charlotte, so we have to glorify in ourselves by doing the right thing. That me want for you. Because see, a lot of things and the road where I want for you, I've been clearing it up in the spiritual ways still, you know. Because, you know, not anything you're trying to do. You can't try to be Rasta or try to do. I just try to talk like Rasawa. No matter what you want to be, you have to humble yourself. See how some man, you know, they just believe well, I just saw them, I just... And Rasta is not like that. Rasta is not haganeering. Rasta is perfect, peaceful humbleness. Like if you want to pray, I could pray right now until tomorrow. And then I go pray and ask God no favor. Because God do everything for me already. So I'm the son of God who tired to hear they call upon the Father in their vain way. And they not looking on Father naturally, not God. So if you first know that, when people call upon you, even few people in Jamaica, or your friend call upon you, you become tired sometimes, much more, everybody are call upon God. Then stop calling upon God, no one call upon Jesus now. You know? And most of them, they not even call upon the Father. God, I forget this thing from the Father, you know. You know? I forget this thing from the Father. So when you gets me from the Father, now he becomes God. So it's the work that a man can do to be whosoever you want to be. If you do bad work, it becomes the devil. If you do good work, it becomes God. So therefore, everybody have to know so well, that's how we are going to live, and we want to change that. Too much wrong things is going on out there. We want to fix it up. Can't blame nobody, we not blame nobody, no politician, we not blame none of them. We are blame ourselves. We must come together, and we don't have to fight. The world come together, you know. It's that thing, you know. That's why Rasta is so powerful, because Rasta come together in one way, you know. But how the rest of them become in one way, which it can't be anyhow, because many are called and few are chosen. But a lot of us can come together. But you know, they're divided. Rasta can't divide it. You know, whosoever you may be, once you see, for you see my face, I see me come, look at me at them. You know, whether me Rasta or not. Don't look at me out where they go see long locks doing here. I mean, I carry that. I may respect a man who carry that. And you want to carry it, you carry it, you free. May I carry what I carry, and I carry. And may what I have is for long locks, short locks, black man, white man. It's one metal. Love me after everybody. So I want to tell the world of Jamaica, say, look out for my music. Cause my music give you happiness, make you revive, make you feel good, make you want to do anything you want to do. But mind what you're doing when listening to my song, because my song is a song to make you happy. When my song done, you're not supposed to have no funny feeling against your friends. You're supposed to happy up everything and metal up everything. So, Ari.
Two more questions, please.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Can you tell Steve, how did you first meet Chris Blackwell?
Okay, I don't remember. But I know Chris is a very nice brethren, you know? And listen, I remember, I think it's in order they come though, you know? I think so. I think it's a little bit before order they come, and he and Perry Ansel arranged the order they come, which I didn't really know about it. But I was in the studio, me and Jerry and Riley in the studio, a lot of us in there. And then Mr. I don't remember, but there's a lot of good people was there. And Chris was the one who really, I thought he's the one. Up till now, I don't know if it's Perry first started, but I think he and Perry started it. And whatever it was great. Not in my favor, really. In some way, because you get a lot of money off it, but I think it was important to be done, and Chris is the man who can do all these great things, man. So he holds me an apology. He knows that, and I'm giving him his one that he's one of the great who did so much things for Jamaican music, you know.
The word ska, where does the word ska come from, Toots?
Ska. Oh my gosh, well, don't ask me that. All I know, when I came, I heard Skatalite doing this thing. I don't know if it's Coxnard, Prince Buster, Beverly Kang, because I used to see for Beverly, he was a good man too. I hear this beat, come on, we like it, and we just come with the kind of song to match with that beat. So it was Skatalite, Carlos Malcolm, even Byron Lee too, also, he's a great guy. And they owe me an apology, and they have to give it to me shortly. I'm giving them, it's their one, so they will give. They know what I'm talking about, whatever. It's my friends, you know? So, ska, I think ska belongs to Skatalite, I would say. Roughly, maybe a lot of people involved in it. Like in reggae, everybody involved. A lot of people involved. Man, lose them life for reggae.
You met Count Ozzy?
Count Ozzy, yeah, them man have something to do with it too.
Can you tell us about Count Ozzy, please?
Not a lot. I know when I came from the country, I met him first. I went around there because that was going on. That was the thing.
Sorry, if you could say when I came to the country, I met Count Ozzy.
Yeah, when I came from country, I really first met Kumutazi, because I remember when I was at the barber shop and I met Jerry that played with Scatterlight. I met Jerry then he took me around to Kumutazi. So I was a little boy still, you know? And Kumutazi always playing his thing and he hear this cat beat and Scully, Bunny and Scully, Skitter, some nice guys, man. Light Nibs and them, man, they always doing things, you know? And Tommy McCook, Roland Alfonso, Lester Sterling, all of these people, I think. Let me tell you some more. I don't know, Carson really. I tell you, Prince Buster, you name it. Duke Reed, all of them, I think all of them put it together. And we just get the kind of song to match it. You know? Yeah, man, to match the beat.
Tuta, why don't you sing a little piece of music for me? How about Pressure Drop? You can manage that?
It is you! Oh, yeah! Gotta pay me for that, you know.
More, some more, man. I mean, you can't just give me that because it's
I said, pressure drop, oh pressure, oh Lord, pressure going to drop on you. Yeah, man, you can't get no more, man. It's important, you know. I mean, you have to dry up next time you come for some more. And maybe bring me a medal. I'll do something more for you. Okay, you want me to do something more?
Yeah, please, I beg you.
I say, yeah, now, listen what I say. Stick it up, mister. He would have said, sir, get your hands in here now. And you're gonna get no hurt now. They say, give it to me one time. You're more satisfied, man. Two times.
Don't want to push me luck.
Okay, don't push it. Yeah.
Match it. Well, I can't wait. Introduction, Steve?
Yeah, if you just, to the camera, yeah? Is it?
Yeah.
If you just introduce yourself to the camera.
Okay. Hello. Hello, reggae fans. This is Toots from Toots and Metal saying, tune in, because my music is good. It's good for you. Good for everyone in the world. I love you. Hope you love me too. One love. Okay.
Well, I'm supposed to get the mic one time?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, don't you just give me like a sample door?
Yeah.